You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday. It's a rainy Monday here in New York City. And joining us is our ray of sunshine, our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, darling, are you there?
Gather under me, Rob Shooter. I shall draw you with my sunshine of rays.
You are a ray of sunshine. Were you always a ray of sunshine when you were little? Were you a happy kid?
I'm more on the positive side because, I mean, you have to be in life because you got to look for the good.
I think so. I like to pretend that I make the decision to look for the good. But in reality, I think it's in my DNA. I was always a happy kid. And I did not have that much to be happy about. I know. My arm was a mess. I was in the closet. I've got a big nose. Like, but even in those circumstances, I was How dare you? I was a happy, happy kid. So try to find the positive. I know it can be difficult. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got something to make you all smile today and make you all feel like rays of sunshine. Lots of celebrity gossip. What time is it, my friends?
Tea time.
So Britney Spears' doggies have been returned to her after concerns about their health. So the dogs were brought back to Britney's home just a few days after questions about their health care. The dogs were reportedly so ill that a housekeeper decided to bring them on an emergency trip to the vet. Since then, the dogs have been staying with the dog sitter as there were concerns about if Britney could actually look after the dogs. Now, remember, we talked about this on Friday. The fact the dogs were missing caused an alleged physical altercation between Britney and the housekeeper. TMZ are now reporting the dogs are back in her care. However, someone that's not back in her company is the housekeeper. Is this just a big drama about nothing, or is there something going on here, Garrett?
I think that this is a result of everyone wanting Britney to lead her own life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is the let Britney be her. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see a lot of it. You know, I can only imagine how many times her dad has slipped someone like a housekeeper money. Ooh. And said, hey, you know, sorry about this. Let's just call it what it is. Here's some money. Thank you very much for your help. Blah, blah, blah.
Right, that's
we're not going to see this. We're going to see the other side of this that we've been missing out on for 15 years, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. It's not our position, but it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
Oh, that's interesting. You're saying, just to get this straight here, you're saying you think the dad and people around her have covered up for her in the past, like sleeped.
100%.
Got it. Because Britney's saying the opposite. Britney's camp and Britney's sources are implying that the dad actually did this to get bad press. They're implying that the dad might have been involved in slipping the housekeeper money to expose the problem, but you're taking a different point of view.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's so interesting. This is what's going to happen here. So, Britney Spears is a very troubled individual. We know that, and we are rooting for her. But the big, big question that we've all been sort of grappling with is, should you be in charge of your own life, even if you make bad decisions? Now, some people are not capable of making any decisions, and they need help. Not many people. There are some, and those people we have to look after. Now, Britney's arguing that she can make her own decisions. They might not be the decisions you want. They might make you very uncomfortable. But should she be allowed to make her own decisions? Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney's dogs have been returned to her after concerns about their health. Should Britney get the puppies back? Ooh, you know I love a dog. I love me dogs.
You love a good dog.
You love dogs though too. What's the name of your puppy?
Mine is Scarlet.
Oh, like Gun with
an Aussie
wind.
Doodle.
Oh, you're the best dad in the world. So go vote on our Twitter page, which is at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right, so Rob, I'm going to do the story about Kanye West, but soon after, I want to hear about your very wet weekend.
Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
All right. So let's talk about Kanye. So this is kind of interesting. It's nothing about him living in stadiums. It's nothing about his music. He actually, I think we all could have seen the writing on the wall on this one, has called it quits with his very short-term relationship with his model,
Irina Shayk. Russian.
It's one of those things where you sound better saying it than I could ever in my life.
Actually, I'm terrible at pronouncing not just names, words. Even though I sound really, really smart because I have a Mary Poppins accent, I'm actually really bad with words. But what I've learned is if you say them really quickly, and if you say them with an accent, you get away with it. So, Irina Shayk. Irina Shayk.
Irina Shayk.
There you go.
So according to people, it was never a serious thing, and no matter what, in any type of relationship, the relationship after your serious relationship, you call it what it is. It is more of like a rebound, just to get yourself back out there. You know, Kanye's been busy working. He's also been living in stadiums across the country. This goes back to June. They traveled to France to celebrate the 44th birthday. Imagine early in a relationship. Imagine Bruce goes, Rob, let me take you to France to celebrate
my
birthday.
Yes, please.
And you've only been dating for like a week.
Yes, please. I love that part. The part that I wouldn't like is if Bruce moved into the Barclays Center and I found myself sleeping on a cot. Or can you imagine if you want to get a little bit intimate and you're in the middle of the Barclays Center?
Maybe you want to come back to my
place? Yes, and we go back to the Barclays Center and there's 20,000 people watching us. I don't like it.
What do you want for dinner? I can get a hot dog at the stand.
I know, and it's like $25. They're really expensive. So
does he have to pay for parking the whole time? Because parking's very expensive.
That's going to be very expensive to be there for like a week. So I sort of get this. I would guess it's very difficult to date Kanye West, which only actually gives me more respect for Kim here. If you think about it, we like to beat up the Kardashians, but Kim was heroic.
Is this, again, one of those on-again, off-again relationships that as much as, you know, I think A-Rod and J-Lo are proceeding faster in their separation than Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because as a society, If you stay friends with your ex, we often think you're going to get back together. So there's nothing friendly at the moment about J-Lo and A-Rod. They're over.
Correct.
And I think in many ways, it's an easier story for us to tell. If you break up and you really fall out, which honestly, my sources are telling me, Jennifer is not that happy with A-Rod. Like, shut up.
Sure.
Stop talking about me. Stop following me and Ben everywhere. So I think it's easier to say, oh, they're over. But that's true with our friends. It's very difficult when we have a friend who breaks up, but then tries to remain friends with the girl or the guy. And sort of Kim is really trying to do that. My sources tell me they are not back together. She is not getting back together with him. She's been a great co-parent here. And she does love him. There's something about him that she really, really loves. But I think, and this is where it gets like a little tricky, she looks at him in the same sort of way that Gwyneth looks at Chris Martin. I think he's turned into like a bit of a brother, which is what you are to me, Garrett. So don't you get any ideas.
So we're never getting married.
We're never getting married, Garrett. We can't get married. I promise we're going to talk about my weekend in Central Park in a minute, but we're going to get a little bit more gossip out of the way first. Aaron Rodgers, I love him, is saying that he is still available if Jeopardy wants to call. So after the very controversial Mike Richards stepped down as the new host of Jeopardy, it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is still interested in the job. He was asked on Sirius XM if he would still take it, and he said, I definitely would. And he also said, I have to figure out a way, though, to make it work with his schedule. You might not remember this. He's sort of busy.
He's busy for a minimum of almost 24 weeks.
Yes.
Like, he's 24 weeks are booked. Yes. I mean,
he's very, very busy. But the good news about Jeopardy is they very rarely have breaking news on the show. So you can actually tape that show in maybe like 6 weeks and you can do a whole year of shows. So there is a way of him doing it. But it brings us to our bigger question here. What is going to happen with Jeopardy? Now, Mike, who we don't like anymore, who's stepped down, he's already taped a few episodes which are going to air next season, so we are going to see him host a few, maybe weeks, of the show. They got to find a new host, and they can't make a mistake again.
Well, you know what's interesting? And I was talking about this with a few friends over the weekend about, you know, the Mike Richards story. It just goes to show how great Alex Trebek was at the job. You know, you can't find the exact replacement, but I don't even think they can come close to finding, like, a good second place.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The skill set that he had, he was funny and witty and smart and a gentleman, and he rooted for the contestants without sort of tipping his hand. It is so hard what he does. What's making the show really nervous, and it earns a lot of money, that show is a cash cow, is part of the reason we've been watching it for years, Garrett. The research shows this, is it's very familiar. So when a show changes hosts, when Regis leaves Live in the Morning, you want the new host to slip in as quickly as possible and suddenly become a familiar face. And this is the opposite of that.
But you know what I learned, though, like in entertainment and pretty much anything in life, you do not want to be the next guy or woman to follow. You know, such an iconic person. You want to be the second person.
Yes.
You know, unless Alex Trebek, you know, before he passed away, gave his blessing hey, this is the person I would like to see take over.
You are so
But that never
It never happens. Nobody wants to pass the baton. Actually, I'll tell you a little bit of gossip here. I'm up for a big job. I can't tell you where yet, but it's an iconic, it's an iconic gossip job. And the person doing it might be retiring from that job. So they're looking for the next generation type gossip columnist. Don't even guess it because I'll get in trouble, Garrett.
Ryan Seacrest, believe it.
But
you are going to be the empire of all empires.
But I know if I replace an icon, unless that icon passes me the baton,
it's like the queen taking her sword and knighting you on the shoulder, saying, I now give you this power.
Yeah. And as a former publicist, I've actually thought through the whole scenario. So I want to go to a restaurant with a lot of glass windows and sit in the window and have the gossip columnist currently in the job, the icon, to sort of like laugh and smile and shake my hand, and across the street I'll have a photographer to take the pictures, because pictures are more important than even a statement. And then we'll leave the restaurant laughing and smiling, and we'll sort of kiss on the cheek, and then if I get the job I can be like, they love me, which I don't think they really do.
Just make sure it's not the same paparazzi that Kim and the Jenners and the Kardashians use, because we do know they show up wherever they say. So, Rob, just make sure you get the right photographer.
Sweetie, I'm hoping it's you, that I can only afford you on your iPhone.
Oh, my iPhone.
Talking to Kardashian Jenners, I believe we might have another one on the way, Garrett.
Yes. So, we learned this, I believe, on Friday, too, that Kylie Jenner is pregnant, expecting her second child with Travis Scott. So, if you're ever wondering, like, are they on? Are they off? Like, just like many of the relationships in that household. Yes, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner having their second child. Ooh. But here's the thing. We didn't learn from Kylie. We didn't learn from Travis Scott. We learned from Caitlyn Jenner during a campaign event, of all things.
No, this is just a rainbow of wrong. Everything is wrong.
So Caitlyn announced that she has another grandchild on the way that makes 18 grandchildren. And she says, I keep telling the girls, and they're not too excited about this. Either would I if I was a female in that family. But she wants her children to have 30 kids, grandchildren altogether. That's a lot of babies. But here's the thing: like Caitlyn Jenner, no matter where you want to say, such a publicity stunt written all over it at a campaign event, announcing that one of your most popular children, most wealthiest child, is expecting what a lot of people were curious about. That is such publicity stunt written all over it. Does it change anything in your political stance? I don't think it gets you another voter.
Not even the baby's too young to vote. And honestly, if the baby was 18, I'm not sure if she's going to vote for you. I don't think the Kardashians are voting for Caitlyn. Oh, it is just awful. There's something about, and I have to be careful of this because it's my job to gossip about other people. But even I know when it's not my story to tell, particularly with friends and family members. Garrett, if you should be blessed with another baby, whose story is that to tell? Isn't it yours and your wife?
Oh, 100%.
Hudson would tell everybody, your little son.
He's a big rat. He's a big rat, and I will take care of him eventually. But and it happens so much. Like, even if you get engaged and you're listening to this and you kind of understand what we're talking about, like, if you get engaged or you have a big promotion and you tell that one person in your that you feel that is, like, you know, it's so super close to you, but yet they can't help themselves, that they spout it out at the top of their lungs before you even get a chance to say it. Oh,
it's not good.
Shame on
you. I can forgive when people accidentally slip up. And there's a difference here, because with Caitlyn, she didn't slip up. Caitlyn did this on purpose to get...
It wasn't like she was at dinner and just talking to a good girlfriend.
Yes.
She was at a campaign event promoting herself.
Yes. Like, if we go for drinks and you slip up and you tell me something you shouldn't, I might give you the benefit of the doubt. But if you tell me on a red carpet, Garrett, if you're walking a red carpet and I ask you a question and you tell me that you're having another baby, then as far as I'm concerned, that is a press release and I am going to run with it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I promise we will get to the big concert in Central Park this weekend. Lots of drama, lots of gossip. Barry Manilow was dragged off stage in the middle of his set. I'm friends with Barry, so I'll tell you all about that after the break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear, dear friend Garrett Vogel.
Hello.
From Z100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Yes, cereal. Oh,
very official, very official. I wish we could afford actual official trumpets there. Sound effects, Garrett. But at the moment, we can't.
I just play the mouth trumpet.
Honey,
that's
you've got
really
a
it.
Great trumpet. That sounds a little bit dirty, doesn't it? Okay, so Britney Spears.
It does
sound a little. I didn't mean it to sound like that. Britney Spears is under criminal investigation for striking an employee. We spoke about this on Friday. Should we be worried about Britney was the question. Let's have a look at the results. Where are they? Oh, here they are. Pass me the envelope, please. 53% said yes, we should be worried about Britney. I think
right
I agree with the majority, but I also think too, we want Britney now to be a perfect princess, and that's not going to happen. Everybody messes up. Unfortunately, when she does, the whole world is going to be watching and judging and ready to pounce.
Yep.
Oh, Garrett, have we set her up now for really an impossible life?
Oh, no, we're doing the exact same thing that happened 10 years ago, that, you know, when she was taking umbrellas at the gas station. This is the Britney people want to see again, unfortunately. Gosh. And, you know, until you're walking in her shoes, or like, you cannot assume that you know how the outcome
is.
You know?
And also, too, for the last 13 years, she hasn't really been allowed to grow and develop her skills. And so in my life, actually growing older and making my own decisions, including bad decisions, has helped me grow. For the last 13 years, she's never made a really important decision. It's been made for her. So it's almost like arrested development. She's not been allowed to process and grow and develop. So I'm frightened when she's finally free, she's going to bounce back to Britney of 13 years ago, which we know is not a good Britney. Oh, gosh, this could be really dangerous. I hope not. Listen, don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, you know, if you've ever been to New York or even out to L.A. and you've tried desperately to get tickets to go see Hamilton and you wonder why, and it's not because of the scalpers, it's because Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are bringing their kids along to the date night. So that's like a dozen
taking
tickets right there alone.
Taking up all of them.
I can only imagine. That's the amount of money spent on those tickets alone. And I'm wondering, do they pay market price for that? There's no way they pay scalpers.
Lin-Manuel, so she probably texted him. But Lin doesn't get free tickets, so the mistake we make is when you get free tickets to a concert or a Broadway play, you think they're free. There's no such thing.
The
authors pay. So if you want to go and see one of Bruce's musicals or Barry live on stage at Madison Square Garden, he pays for your tickets. If you don't pay, they're not free. Somebody is paying. So Lin-Manuel, he's so rich, he might have said to J-Lo, I'll get you a whole row, I'll take the bill. But somebody paid for those tickets.
Right, exactly. So they all went family date night. The power of being a celebrity, you get to go do these things. Maybe that's what I need to shoot for in life. I need to become a celebrity in order for me to go see Hamilton.
You've seen Hamilton, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I saw it the show after Lynn left.
But it's still the show.
Like, no. Rob Shooter, let's be honest. I went to go see Lin-Manuel Miranda. I saw the show after.
I mean, I liked the musical, and it's even great without Lin, but it's better, I guess, with Lin. It's like going to see Michael Jackson live, and Michael's not there.
Oh, of course. But here's the thing. Here's the positive side of being a celebrity when you get to go do normal things like a Broadway show like Hamilton, and then go unnoticed pretty much the entire way.
So it was kind of nice.
Yeah. And it's cool to see that, you know, Jennifer Lopez literally can put her head down and go forward with all the noise that happens around her life.
You've got to find a way to be normal. When I worked with her, it was surprising how many normal things she did, although I've got to say, wearing a mask is probably helping at the moment.
Oh, 100%.
Let's do our naughtiest of the day. The naughtiest of the day is the New York City weather. So over the weekend, a massive concert in Central Park. Barry Manilow, Bruce Springsteen, Jennifer Hudson were all singing in the park. And the park or Mother Nature had another idea. A hurricane stopped.
Mother Nature didn't get a ticket, so she was pissed.
Stopped the show. So, as you know, my husband Bruce has worked with Barry for years, writing the songs, really, that make the whole world sing. We were not there, Garrett. We were not there. So what happened is Bruce and I were watching it on CNN, and the minute he started to sing, we jumped in an Uber to go uptown to Fresco's by Scotto, a restaurant, to meet him for dinner. So after performing, he hadn't had dinner. So after his set, he was going on, I think, at 7:30.
So he performed on an empty stomach?
Well, he likes to, because it makes you jump around more. You don't want to be a big fatty up there and feel tough. Because if your tummy's full, it's like going for a swim after you've ate your dinner. You don't want to do that.
I'm going to start doing the podcast on an empty stomach.
I am. That's why I think I'm a little bit better than you. No. But I don't eat until after the podcast. So he was hungry. He goes on, I think, at 7:30. And we plan to meet him at 8:30 at Scotto's uptown. And Rosanna, who owns the restaurant, hi, Ro, had prepared a lovely table for eight in the corner. He's so famous. He likes to eat in like a corner where he can sort of be left alone. And we waited and we waited. And then Bruce's phone blew up. And it was Barry, who was pretty much locked in backstage. So after the show got cancelled, they kept hoping they would restart the show, but Mother Nature said absolutely not. So we sat at the restaurant, a table for eight, and Bruce and I stretched out and had a dinner for two. It was the best dinner I've ever had. We had so much room.
Because I was watching the show and I just heard the audio too. I think there's more of a nicer, polite way to stop a man who is in the middle of a song.
I know. They could have let him finish at least the bar or the note. Right. He said, though, that lightning had struck the battery, so we knew lightning was coming uptown, and had it just rained, they would have let the show go on and you can get wet. But when it's dangerous, when lightning could strike, you got to get people out of there fast. He didn't know what was going on, so he was singing away, and then God bless him, Anderson Cooper called him or texted him and said, will you call into CNN, or I think on the air, Anderson challenged Barry, like, please call in and sing. He was about to sing I Made It Through the Rain. I swear, that was his next song. And so Barry called into CNN and he knocked it out of the park. This is where experience and real talent counts. A lot of artists couldn't have just sang a cappella on the telephone into CNN. Barry sang the song. He did a great job. Ultimately, we did not meet him for dinner. He was a good boy. He stayed around so that they could reboot the show. He waited. Ultimately, the show was cancelled, but we saw him the next day. Barry Manilow, we love you. Hey, that's it for today. We ran out of time, but thank you so much for listening to The Nodderman Eyes with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. I know we missed a moment of Rob today, but I promise we will get to it tomorrow.
And just go buy the book.
Oh, that's even a better idea. Thank you, Garrett. Available on Amazon.com, the four-word answer. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.